Well, first I have to ask you the whole Jesse Schwartz thing. Are you just saddened by the whole thing?
It's more than just the hockey and how he is as a player. I'm saddened and I feel for all parties involved in this. From everybody in Quad, Al Graves, Jesse Schwartz, everybody. It's a an ugly situation for everybody. You know, everybody knows we had a quick talk and we respect the league's decision and unfortunately, as best we can, so soon after this weekend, we got to move on into a very big weekend of hockey.
Talk about the road trip.
We went overtime loss in Peoria, and then we won 2 of 3 against Quad. What would that be, 2-3-1 on the road trip? Not where we wanted to see it. We knew Peoria was going to be a tough hill to climb. It was great to finally see them. I wish we had an opportunity to play them earlier in the year, and kind of, the last few years they've kind of set the standard on where teams should be. So to kind of gauge ourselves, and after that first game of I think our guys were a little wowed and watching them a little bit too much. And after that game, we obviously came out with a much better effort Saturday to push it to overtime. I think we had a couple of opportunities to win that game in regulation. And then Sunday, with 3-3s, I think it's two tired teams battling each other, and came down to a few decisions, a few bounces here and there. So,
mm-hmm.
And then moving into Quad, different feel just going in. And I don't know if we were, built up Peoria too much, where we were, wide-eyed going in, but a confident feel going in on Tuesday. And we showed it. I think we outplayed them for most of the game. Then we had a little time off before a Friday-Saturday rematch with them. And Friday played really well, and I don't know if we got a little weak off that, but the Saturday game was a little disappointing because, to come out 3-2-1 instead is a totally different feel from that trip. But we didn't have a great effort through 40 minutes. And then in the third, we tried to show up. But, if you dig yourself that big a hole against any team in the league right now, very difficult to come out of it.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Roman O'Grailliard, Dogs head coach Dan Bredmer. You're on the road again next week, too, at Evansville, and then you come home. Are you guys looking forward to getting home at this point?
Oh, of course. We love Roanoke, and we love our fans. They're the best fans in the league. And, just the whole routine, this road trip, 3 weeks in a row, 4 weeks in a row, just a bit of a grind on the body. So, absolutely. We got the task in front of us is huge with Pensacola right on our heels. And, they're playing great hockey right now. So we can't really look past the weekend, but we're always looking forward to a home stretch.
Do you tell you guys not to spend too much time, Dan, looking at the league standings and just worried about playing the game that night?
We try to focus on any game and more about our process than who we're playing. I was a player, and I think it is important to know the standings and where you are and know big games. You want players, if you can't show up for big games in the regular season or big pressure games in the regular season, how am I supposed to have confidence in those guys to show up for big pressure games in the postseason, So I think it is something to look at, and you should know when you're playing these big-time games. Mm-hmm. That being said, you got to focus on our process, and you should be able to compete and play the same way regardless.
Was it Quad City, Dan, where the head coach there was your teammate at Peoria, or was that in Peoria?
Yeah.
Okay. What's his name?
No. Dave Chininsky.
So what was that like? Did you guys have a laugh about that ahead of time, or is that kind of weird or what?
No, it's not weird at all. It's awesome to see other guys kind of branching off and getting the opportunity as well. He's in his first year there, and I think from start of year to now, he's done a great job kind of turning the team into what he wants. We had an opportunity to kind of chit chat a little bit, but no, nothing weird at all. It was good to finally get out there and see him behind the bench.
Huh. We're talking with Roman O'Grailliard, Dogs head coach Dan Bredmer. I wanted to ask you about the goalie situation. You got a good game out of Henry Dill. Talk about that, and you're feeling pretty good about where things are with, Brad's gone again. Brad Barone is not there anymore, right?
Yes. So he took a call-up with Rapid City.
Right.
He backed up a game, won a game, lost a game, and then he was scratched after that. So mm-hmm. I don't know what his situation is exactly, but... we've been confident with Caffrey all year. He that six-game win streak we went on in, I believe it was December, we rode Caffrey on that one. And, I called Dill up not knowing a ton about him, but I told him he'd get the opportunity for a start, and he did, and he impressed. He played really well. I think that game that we won on Friday, we were outshot pretty heavily, and he made some really key saves. So right now we're comfortable. We're never done looking. This time of year, a lot of college kids looking for an opportunity. So we got our ear to the ground and seeing what's out there.
Last question is, how's the health of everybody? Like, how's Cody doing and everybody? Is everybody getting healed up?
Health is getting better. That's first and foremost a priority for us. Obviously we want to climb here and we understand how important every game is, but we need healthy bodies at the right time of year, and that's a priority for me.